Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Joining me in studio this morning, well, it's Thursday morning. That means it's time to talk with Jane Wilkie from Lutheran Senior Services. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning, Andy. And good morning to all the listeners.
Thanks.
All around the world, because we are streaming. I know that's one of the best things about KFUO is how many listeners are coming from all over the place,
right,
around the world.
Yeah.
So. Right. So I did, the first thing I thought of that I needed to mention today is that I was listening on the way in and I heard our commercial for Hidden Gems,
yes,
which is our resale store for our benevolent care. And I'm going to have to re-record that commercial because we've changed the hours. So Hidden Gems, which is located in Crestwood, Missouri, right by the, just east of the old Crestwood Mall,
mm-hmm,
and I do not have the address on me because I did not really think about it until I was hearing the commercial this morning, but it is right by that Applebee's that's,
yeah,
on Watson Road there. Anyway, the hours are Tuesday to Saturday, 10 to 6. So the commercial is saying it's 9 to 4, and it's actually 10 to 6. So I will re-record that commercial, and hopefully everyone can go check it out this weekend. Be a great weekend for being out and about. You might do some garage sales, but then come to the great collection at Hidden Gems. Wonderful, wonderful things that people have donated, from gently used clothing, gently used furniture, jewelry, books. I mean, I've been picking up some of my paperback books just to read while I'm on the plane as I travel. So
that's a great idea.
A little bit of everything.
9051 Watson Road.
9051 Watson Road. Thank you, Andy.
Sure. I know. I just looked it up the other day.
I know.
Someone called to ask about it.
So. Okay. Wonderful. Well, what I came prepared to talk about this morning is that I wanted the listeners to know about our Lutheran Prayer Breakfast, which is being held on Thursday, October 16th.
Mm-hmm.
And while I know that seems a ways out, we all do need to prepare our calendars.
Right.
Many of us are very, very busy. And many of the listeners may not know about this prayer breakfast. So I thought I would just chat about it for a little bit this morning. It is a prayer breakfast that is not just sponsored or not only sponsored by Lutheran Senior Services. We are one of 12 Lutheran agencies sponsoring this prayer breakfast, and we've done it now for about 5 years. It started as a little bit of history. It started as a joint prayer breakfast between Lutheran Senior Services, the Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis, and Lutheran Family and Children's Services of Missouri. We all can trace our legacy back to Reverend Johann Binger, 1858, who founded the first Protestant hospital west of the Mississippi that became the Lutheran Medical Center there at Jefferson, mm-hmm, in Miami. The sale of which, for at least Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis and Lutheran Senior Services, became the organization out of which we grew. Lutheran Family and Children's Services can trace their founding to Reverend Binger through the orphanage,
mm-hmm,
that was in St. Louis.
Over at DePere, yeah.
In DePere. So we started this as a kind of a celebration of anniversary and founding. And then it grew into more agencies sponsoring. That way we can keep the cost of the tickets down. It is $25 per ticket. The date of this year's is October 16. The sponsoring agencies are, I brought the invitation along with me so I would not forget anyone, in alphabetical order, Christian Friends of New Americans, Concordia Seminary St. Louis, Grace Place Lutheran Wellness Ministries, Humanitary, mm-hmm, International Student Ministry St. Louis, Lutheran Association for Special Education, Lutheran Elementary School Association, Lutheran Family and Children's Services of Missouri, Lutheran Foundation of St. Louis, Lutheran High School Association, Lutheran Hour Ministries, and Lutheran Senior Services. And this year it is being held, again, date is Thursday, October 16. It is being held at the Doubletree Hotel that is at Westport.
Mm-hmm.
If you're familiar with that, that hotel is not actually in Westport Plaza. It's across from Westport Plaza, across from Page Avenue. So it's right at the corner, the intersection of 270 and Page. It's on the south side of the highway. It is Craigshire Road, 1973. That was a good year. 1973 Craigshire Road. The tickets are $25, or if you, of course, do multiple, like tables of 10, it's $250. Uh-huh. It begins with registration, networking, and fellowship at 7:30 a.m., and then we start to sit down at 7:30 a.m. Is featuring this year, the speaker is Reverend Dale Meyer, Reverend Dr. Dale Meyer, mm-hmm. president of Concordia Seminary. And he is going to do a nod to STL 250 by talking about the impact of some of the key Lutherans, mm-hmm. especially since it's also the 175th anniversary of the Saxon immigrants. So what kind of influence did the Lutherans have in St. Louis history? But even more so, that's a nod to that, because rather than staying stuck in that past, we want to encourage everyone who comes to see that each of us has a place in his story. So it's going to be history and our place in his story, both as the agencies that we mm-hmm. sponsor, but also each of us. We have a place in telling that story and our little piece of impact. So if anyone is interested in purchasing a ticket or buying a table, they can contact Nancy and give her a call at 314-262-8217, 314-262-8217, or they can just call Lutheran Senior Services, email me, do whatever, and we'll get you to that Lutheran
signals.
Prayer breakfast. But now we need to, you and I were just chatting about an interesting idea, because I will be at that prayer breakfast Thursday morning, October 16. So you and I were just chatting about, it is as people are starting mm-hmm. to sit down, but maybe I could just give a call from there and tell how it's going, and you could hear a little bit about the stuff in the background, some of the program that's happening.
Well, last year I remember being there, and there were so many people there. It was just mm-hmm. a great event. There were so many people there. It was so loud. You know, when Lutherans get together, we just love to talk.
That's right. So we may need to rethink that. We may need to figure out a different alternative for that day. But we'll be creative. We will figure something out. But I would invite any of the listeners to come. It is a great day of fellowship.
It is, yeah.
It is a wonderful fellowship opportunity. We will have music. Mm-hmm. We will have the wonderful words of Dr. Meyer. It's just a lifting up in mm-hmm. prayer and lifting up in fellowship. So it is an opportunity to celebrate fellowship and reaffirm faith.
Absolutely. Sounds like a great opportunity. I know last year I had a great time meeting people and being there. It was a lot of fun.
Excellent. Well, I do have a devotional thought following that. I was stretching my mind to think about, well, what could connect to that prayer breakfast? And then I came across a devotion by Paul Deventer, mm-hmm. Reverend Paul Deventer. It's out of his book, By the Way, where he has done these devotions before. But since this is an older book, I'm thinking maybe it would be a while since anyone had heard this devotion. I was trying to look to see whether there was a date of when this was printed. But 2007. So since this was a pre-2007, I'm wondering whether any of the listeners will actually remember this one. It is a devotion by Reverend Paul Deventer called Past and Future. I love thinking about the past. There are so many wonderful memories of childhood, high school, college, the early years of marriage, the days when the children were young, the many opportunities and blessings. Memories are great. But I can't go backward to live in those bygone mm-hmm. days. Livingston is said to have said, "I will go anywhere provided it is forward." In a sense, we have no choice. Yet dwelling on the past can impede our progress into the future. We don't know what God has in store for us as we go forward, but we can know that His plan is a good one. Following it can be a great adventure. The experiences we have had, the things we have learned, the blessings He has given and continues to give today lead us to move forward, not knowing exactly what we might experience, but knowing our loving God will accompany us. Our faith in Jesus Christ is the finest of all the gifts we have received. Through faith, we have the assurance that our sins are forgiven and that we can move boldly into the future. With his promise to us of life everlasting, we can know that the best is yet to come. So let's go forward. And he closes with a prayer thought. Lord Jesus, we are grateful for all the wonderful memories you have allowed us to accumulate. Enriched by past blessings, lead us forward to accomplish your purposes. Once again, your place in his story, Lutheran Prayer Breakfast, Thursday, October 16, 314-262-8217.
Jane, always nice to talk with you, and look forward to our future conversations.
Excellent, as do I. Have a blessed day.
Thank you. You as well. We'll talk soon. Coming up in just a little bit, we'll talk with Laura Morton, nutrition educator with the St. Louis District Dairy Council. Stick around for more conversations right here on His Time on Worldwide KFUO.